There often comes a point in life where language learning feels like a luxury. It would be great to be fluent, but there's other priorities. Then there's no immediate plans to move abroad, there's no child that you want to raise bilingually, there's no job that requires it. So why still bother to learn a language when it's not urgent right now? Well, there's a good few reasons. We're going to get into them in this video. First up, if you are new here, I highly recommend that you join my Language Sparks email club at the little card or the link in the description if you want more on language learning, more inspiration, more to get you going and become that best multilingual version of yourself. So the reason that I'm talking about this is because I was speaking with someone recently and they said to me that language learning isn't urgent. It's just not a priority right now for them. Why should they make it part of their life again? For reference point, they are a native German speaker, they speak English pretty well, they've done a bit of French, and they would love to speak more languages, but there's just no real urgency, there's no real reason. And I said, well, there's a lot of reasons. And they also said to me that they feel that when they get to the point where it is urgent, they have this, and these are their words, this delusional confidence that it will all just be easy to figure out. First up, little and often reap big rewards. And I see a really good parallel to this with exercise. So this idea that, you know, if you do little and often exercise, you know how they say like 30 minutes a day, that actually is good. You might not feel it in the moment. You might not feel like, oh yeah, I feel more toned. I feel like I've lost weight or I feel fitter or whatever. But long term, it's gonna be really, really good for you. Whereas if you think, oh, I'm just gonna do like, I don't know, a marathon with no training, then yeah, probably not gonna be too great. And at the time that you need that, at the time that you have that marathon scheduled and you're like a week out and you're thinking, oh, I need to do something, it's too late to actually make it work, regardless of how good of a runner that you are. And so it's these little and often moments that really reap the big rewards. And it is the same with languages. Again, it doesn't necessarily feel like, oh yes, I am on the way to fluency after one Duolingo session a day. But if you do that little increment every single day for a little while, then you'll gradually notice that difference. And something that I really recommend here that really helps to notice that is to document your progress in some way. So whether that means that you have some sort of review system in place where every month, let's say, you check in, you go back over your notes, you see what you've written, you go back to the, you know, just the start of that month and think, oh yeah, I did not know these words, now I do, right? That sort of thing can be really great. Maybe it means that you're recording yourself speaking into your phone and you're keeping a track of that, perhaps developing a bit of a solo speaking habit. Really, really great way to track all of this. And just these little and often moments add up to something so much bigger. And there's a lot of evidence to back this up too. We can't necessarily cram a week's worth of language learning into one day and expect to remember it all. There's a lot of research and evidence into this idea of kind of percolating, right? So just giving yourself a chance to really think and have these things sink in while you're not necessarily paying attention to them. So maybe it means that you do learn like a couple of words each day rather than 50 words on one day and then see if you remember them after a week. Does that make sense? So it's really about, you know, scaling the way that you do things rather than just, I need to become fluent now, I need to learn this language, I've got this reason, I now have this urgency, cram, cram, cram. And this really feeds into this second idea as well here, that when it's a priority, it is often too late. So I gave that example of the marathon, of if you think, oh, I've got a week, it's too late to fully train for a marathon if it's a week later on the calendar. And it's the same again with languages. If you're waiting for an urgent scenario to come along to give you that reason to learn a language, you're doing it wrong. Because by the time that happens, sure, you'll be able to cram a few words here and there, but you'll be nowhere near the level of fluent that you want. And again, back to that idea of the sort of confidence that you'll just figure it out when you need it. Well, again, by the time it becomes that priority, it's too late to learn, let alone figure out how to do it well. Personal growth and self-confidence. So often when we think about language learning not being urgent, we're thinking of it being primarily functional, as having a purpose, as giving us a skill and an asset that we can tick off that will get us closer to some other achievement that we want in life, some other thing that we want to do. Well, actually, language learning can be a really great source of personal growth and self-confidence along that path as well, not just ding, end result. Personally, I find language learning just the most wonderful tool that I've ever found to give me more access to the world, to teach me more about the world, to increase my tolerance, to increase my understanding of others. It is a hugely valuable source of information and access point to the world, which is really something quite exciting. And you know, the more that we know about others, the more we know about ourselves. So that can't be a bad thing. The more we understand each other, the less we fear, the less we fear, the less we discriminate. The world needs more good people learning languages. And when we take away that pressure, that urgency to learn a language because it's suddenly become a priority, we also have more room to observe these benefits too. It's not just laser focused on end result. We also get a bit more space to just enjoy that longer process. Brain health. When I was a kid, I remember brain training on like Nintendo DS or something was a huge thing. And then it became Sudoku, and then it sort of became some other trend. Maybe Wordle would be the most recent example of this. This idea that we must keep our brains healthy. And so we have these little puzzles, these little ways, these trends that help us with that. But language learning, eternal trend that can help us with this. It is true that we benefit from keeping our minds active and challenged. And it's nice if we can put 9 numbers in a row and a square in a Sudoku. It's nice if we can guess the Wordle in just a couple of goes. But it's even nicer if we're learning a language and we have this side effect of actually gaining that skill. And of course, there's a lot of research that language learning, being bilingual and multilingual, can actually delay conditions such as dementia and Alzheimer's. And that can be no bad thing either. Mental well-being. As frustrating as it might feel when that German word just won't stay in your head, language learning can be a great source of self-care to support your mental health. And again, this is especially true when there's no pressure. We take away that urgency, we allow ourselves space to find ways that language learning feels like self-care for us. And part of the reason for this is that languages are such a great thing that can be embedded and incorporated into the other areas of your life, the things that you enjoy. So if you really love your work and that is your passion and your interest, then perhaps that is an area that you can learn about in the language. You can learn those words, you can learn how to talk about it, or maybe you just really love film. So you can watch films in the language, you can discover more about famous filmmakers and directors and actors and film movements. All of that stuff can be facilitated through language. So we have these personal ways where language learning can become this source of self-care for our mental well-being. Hobbies are a net positive. When we think about language learning as just something purposeful, as just something with this end goal, this end skill in sight, we actually ignore the benefits of language learning as a hobby. And here's the thing, sometimes in a lot of cultures, hobbies have this tendency to become seen as something unnecessary or frivolous or shallow. Oh, you have time for a hobby? You have too much time on your hands, you should be working. Like, ugh, what nonsense, this is just ridiculous. And that's why so many people don't learn languages when there is no immediate obvious reason, because it feels like this luxury, this thing that would be nice to have, but nope, don't have time for that. Hobbies have a net positive impact on our lives. There's a New Zealand study by Connor, 2016, if you're curious, that found that hobbies can improve your overall well-being, especially if they're creative hobbies that you do every day. And language learning absolutely can be a creative hobby. Not too long ago from recording this video, I added the Speak 28 by 28 challenge into Language Life. And one of the best things about this was that every single day there was a brand new prompt to inspire a bit of, in this case, speaking, but it could easily be writing as well. And I got some feedback on this from a current member that really was like, yes. And essentially, they felt they weren't a creative person before the challenge. They felt that, you know, they'd kind of, that wasn't a side of them that was activated or allowed, right? And through the challenge, through doing this with language, they had discovered that actually they really love creative writing and creative speaking. And yeah, this is something that we can all do. Yes, you can fit languages in. So I just want to end on this point because I feel that this idea of it's not urgent, it's not a priority, what it often stems down to is this idea that, well, I haven't got time anyway, so whatever, bottom of the list, doesn't happen, right? But language learning can absolutely be something that definitely should be functional, flexible, and fun. And it's that flexible in particular here that really counts when we're talking about fitting it in. For starters, as we've said, there's plenty of ways that you can integrate languages into the rest of your life. The things that you love, making it a part of self-care, adding it on to an existing habit that you already do, so that perhaps that means you are listening to your Spanish audio lessons while walking the dog. All of these ways where language learning can fit really easily. And the most important thing that I can possibly share with you here is that you want to fit language learning around your life. Don't try and fit your life around language learning, because that is how you end up resenting language learning, feeling like, ugh, this sucks. I'm not getting to where I want to be, and my life is, I'm not getting all the life things done that I want either. So fit language learning around your life. Don't fit your life around language learning. And there we have it. I hope that this video has given you some motivation. If you've ever felt that language learning isn't urgent, it's not a priority, you'll wait until it is, actually, plenty of good reasons to do it now. It's completely possible. You can fit this in regardless of everything else you've got going on. And if you do want to do this together, then be sure to join my Language Sparks email club at the card and at the link in the description, and we can talk so much more about this. If you want, you can join Language Life and Dabbler's Den. Everything is linked in the description. But I would love to know your thoughts on this too, so do feel free to share in the comments. Is there a time when you have felt language learning isn't urgent? Do I even need to do it again? Can I even do it again? Let me know. How did you move past this? Or maybe you're about to move past this. I would love to hear more about where you're at. And yeah, I will speak to you very soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you. Bye.